The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of us are old enough to remember the Rwandan genocide. For those who aren't, it was a 100-day period in 1994 when an estimated 800,000 men, women, and children were murdered by their fellow countrymen. It was a gruesome explosion of ethnic violence. Think about this for a minute. An average of 8,000 people each day, every day for 100 consecutive days, murdered. In a nation of 6 million people, on a land area just a little bigger than Pima County. Laurencia Niogira lost her parents, siblings, nearly her entire family in the violence. She and a sibling survived only because they were left for dead. Today, Laurencia lives in a reconciliation village, a project of a Christian organization called Prison Fellowship Rwanda. The man who lives next door to her in that village is Tassian Nkundie. He was the murderer of her family. Today they are friends. Laurencia sometimes leaves her children in his care. Imagine that. Does it sound impossible? So far there are 8 of these reconciliation villages. They house about 850 families. When perpetrators of that violence are finished with their prison sentences, some of them have an opportunity to live amidst survivors, to be active in not forgiveness only, but reconciliation. Does it sound impossible? Is it beyond imagining? It is, in fact, a dramatic example of the radical forgiveness and unfathomable love to which you and I are being called by today's scriptures. Let's review. First, we heard this 3,000-year-old story of David and Samuel. Samuel was Israel's first king. Did I say Samuel? Somebody correct me. Saul, thank you very much. David and Saul, I got to look at the notes. 3,000-year-old story of David and Saul. Saul is Israel's first king. David is Israel's great hero. David draws bigger crowds than Saul does, and Saul can't handle it. So he's hunting down David. The spear David steals in the middle of the night was a spear that Saul had tried to use already to kill him, and fully intended to accomplish that mission. David's display of taking the spear and offering it back was a much more powerful action than a revenge murder would have been. Then in 1 Corinthians, Paul reminds us at the very end of that reading that we have borne the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. That is to say, yes, we are flawed, limited human creatures, but we dare to call ourselves disciples of Christ. To be disciple is to be called to act not from primal, primitive fear and emotion, but from divine love and mercy. And Jesus makes it very clear in the gospel, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. He's telling us to act with the divinely modeled love that he will soon model for us toward everyone, not just toward the people we love already, not just toward people who look like us or sound like us or people who can love us back, but everybody. Do you know what the opposite of love is? Hate isn't the answer, by the way. Scripturally, there are two opposites to love, fear and apathy. And we live in a culture right now, don't you think, that tries very hard to push us to both fear and apathy. Our political climate is all about fear right now, doesn't it seem? Fear of others, fear of scarcity, fear of losing even the excess that we have. And our consumerism-based marketplace, whether intentionally or not, often entices us to yet bigger levels of luxury, greater levels of feeling entitled to. And then, of course, with all the work we have to do to pay for all those luxuries and things we feel entitled to, we have no time to pay attention or give love and mercy to those who are really suffering in our broken world. Do you ever feel that way? Feel like we're caught in a toxic political climate or being moved around by a very manipulative economy? Think about this. There's a billboard I just recently heard about along a crowded urban freeway that reads as follows. You are not stuck in traffic. You are traffic. If we believe that we live in a democratic republic where free enterprise is the ruling economic principle, then just like on that billboard, we have to understand that we are the political climate and we are the marketplace. Jesus is not telling us in the gospel to be doormats to the world, letting every evildoer walk all over us. Today's scripture is not about simple passivity. It's a radical break in the cycle of revenge and violence and oppression. This morning, Bishop Robert Barron, in his online reflections on the gospel, likened it to the martial art of Aikido. And if you've ever seen anyone who is good at Aikido, you know that that martial art has no offensive moves. It simply takes the offensive moves of the one attacking and moves that energy right past so that it works against the attacker. Mahatma Gandhi was once asked what he thought of Western civilization. I love his answer. He said, I think it would be a very good idea. The kind of divinely modeled, vulnerable love that we have before us today is exactly what the living Christ is calling each of us to embody. Let this Eucharist be food to strengthen us to more energetically answer that call. That too would be a very good idea.